I'm glad you clarified that.
You get one and I'll get another one.
You can do it Bob Barker style.
Todd, do you want to let everybody know that we're gonna, that we will be swearing in newly elected members before we start the meeting?
Yes, so we have 3 board members to swear in for their new terms. Two brand new board members and one who was reelected, Mark Mason. So each time a board member takes office, they have to, I have to administer the oath of office. So that's what we'll be doing. And also we'll start with Mr. Mason. Mr. Mason, I state your name.
I, Mark Mason.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
As member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
As a member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our next board member is newly elected board member, Mr. Jared Gary. I state your name.
I, Jared Gary.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
As member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
As a member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted during my continuance in said office.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during my continuance in said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Congratulations. Finally tonight, we have newly elected board member, Mr. Sean Mead. I state your name.
I, Sean Mead.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
As member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
As a member of the Board of Education of the Madison Plains Local School District to the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereinafter to be enacted.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Congratulations.
Todd, grab that mic.
There's Eric. Thanks, Eric. You going to take pictures? Are they going to take pictures now?
You want to do it now?
Yeah, I can do it.
If you want to take some pictures with the board members, any family members that would like to get a picture, we can take some time to do that right now.
You love a family photo.
Sean's brother.
Cousin. That's his cousin.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't know about
the one on the left.
Yeah.
Okay, now come on, Brian.
Oh, there's one. Okay.
Thank you.
Do I need to sign this? Should I sign this now?
We'll do it.
I'll get it after.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we can proceed with the roll call.
Okay, do I gavel in now?
Yes.
Okay. I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education organizational meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Gary?
Here.
Mr. Meade?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bless you.
Okay, we will move into election of officers. First is for board president. I nominate Mark Mason for board president.
Are there any other nominations? If there are no other nominations, we don't need to take a vote.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I nominate Tula Zanikas as vice president.
Are there any other votes or nominations? If there are no other nominations, we don't need to take a vote.
Congratulations, Tula.
Thank you.
All right. So now we'll move into the organizational meeting. Actually, before we get started, I just want to say congratulations to our new board members. Appreciate you guys raising your hand and being willing to be a part of what we're doing here and help our community have the best school we possibly can. So welcome, and we'll look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
All right, so now we'll start with Section C, Annual Organizational Business Meeting.
I make the motion. Mr. President, I make the motion to accept the following schedule of regular board meetings for the 2024 calendar year in January of 2025. All meetings will be held in the high school library unless otherwise noted.
Second.
Something to point out with this, I think we're going to try to have at least a meeting or two somewhere in the community to try to get out there a little more, different parts of the district. We'll obviously announce that well in advance, but that's just something. Right now, we'll tentatively have it, to be here, but hopefully we can, have that discussion at some point this year, have at least one or two somewhere else, if everybody's all right with that.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make the motion to appoint Scott Scriven, LLP, as legal counsel for the ensuing calendar year.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the following be approved as follows. Do you want me to read all of those?
No.
Okay.
Second.
Just for
a little bit of discussion, these are annual approvals that boards of education around the state of Ohio do every year. They essentially, what they do is they give Mr. Mustine and I the opportunity or the ability, the authority to carry out day-to-day business on behalf of the district. Some of the things that we will do. Then we come back, and then we will let the board know that they were done. But that's what this is about.
I believe it was seconded. Discussion?
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. We need to discuss, like, who's going to be before we make the recommendation.
Right. So, first we'll discuss the appointment of the legislative liaison and alternate to the Ohio School Board Association annual meeting, which is a meeting we typically attend in November, trade show that deals with school boards. Just, I guess, we'll open the floor. Is anybody interested in being the representative? The key thing is that they're able to attend the conference.
So this year, I believe I was the first and you were secondary for both of those.
That's correct.
Yeah. Anybody have any interest in?
You'd be willing to do it, Mark?
Pardon?
I'd be willing.
All right. I'm fine with nominating Jared Gary for that, for the legislative liaison, the primary position. So would you be fine with the alternate?
Yes.
All right. So we've had the discussion. Roll call, please.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
The appointment to student achievement liaison to SBA is similar. I'd say, Jared, if you're comfortable doing that as well. It really is just related to the conference pretty much as well.
Yeah.
Right. So I nominate Jared for that. We can get a second.
Second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to Section D, Public Communication. Has anyone signed up?
Okay.
So now move to Section E, Board Work Session. And we'll start with the, similarly, we're going to appoint committee members. These are superintendent committees, so if you want to touch on that, Mr. Eisler.
Yeah, so these are superintendent committees. I oversee them by virtue of the fact that they're superintendent committees. They're not official public meetings, but we still can, there are times where the public may be there. It's just a way for a group of staff members and board members to get together to discuss things. This very first one that we have here is the Superintendent's District Academic Advisory Committee, or District Leadership Team. And that is a committee that we have that meets on a monthly basis, except when school's not in session. I think we take the month of December off sometimes as well. And we discuss student achievement and ways that we can improve our school district. We have a district improvement plan right now, and that improvement plan is part of what gets discussed at DLT. So
I would like to stay on that one if everybody's okay with that.
You guys are right. I nominate Tula for that. We're not necessarily voting on
No.
Next, if you want to describe the
next one is the policy committee. This committee meets on a regular basis. We discuss policy updates that come from the Ohio School Boards Association. There are administrators who sit on that committee, board members, and then our association president for our teachers sits on that committee as well. We approve. We look at policy recommendations and.
I'd like to stay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and there's two, there's room for two.
There's
right?
two. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Sean and Brian.
So next is the District Communication Committee, along the same lines, helping work how the district communicates with our stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to be one of those.
I am as well.
Next is the District Facilities and Grounds Committee. We need two members for that as well.
Right. Same if there's not another board member wanting to do that.
So Safety Committee, I believe this is a new committee.
This is a new committee. This is actually at least partially a result of attendance at Capitol Conference last November. I attended a session by a school district who has a safety committee, I've just given that some thought and something that, and a little bit of conversation with some others. It's something that I would like to see us do as a district, and so looking to get that started here sometime late January, early February, anticipating probably quarterly meetings, but we may meet more often, so we'll see. I mean, it could be for a while, it might be monthly, but something that I think is important for us to do, and just make sure that we are doing everything we can to keep our students and our staff safe.
Thank you.
I can do that.
Okay. So I'm seeing Ryan and Tour.
Next is the District Finance Committee.
That's usually Mark and Tour.
Yeah, this also serves as the District Audit Committee, so a member must be the board president also. And primarily, this is to review audit results and any meaningful financial matters before the board, I guess. It might be outside of the ordinary board monthly information that we provide. So we kind of meet as needed. Typically, it's just once a year to review the audit.
Mm-hmm. Tool, are you fine with that?
Yep.
Okay. Who's on that one?
Mark and Tula.
Next is the District Insurance Committee.
This is a committee that's more active during negotiations times when we're reviewing insurance rates. Typically, year to year, we review rates as needed, but primarily only if they come in higher than what our thresholds are, which has been moved up to 12%, I believe, to where it starts to become concerning, which we haven't had those rates. So, again, we meet as needed, and we haven't had to meet here because we've been in between negotiation sessions.
So looks like we just need one name for that.
Yeah.
Up for
it? I was going to volunteer for the next one, but okay.
Well, we'll get you on both. Next, the District Athletic Council. Brian? Yep.
There's only one there.
Just one.
It's not my favorite.
You want more than one, Chad?
I don't think it's a problem. The only way that this would be a problem is if there were three. If we have three, we have a quorum. We can't have that. But if two would like to serve, you certainly. I don't see a reason why you can't.
Okay. So Brian and Sean.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Next, we'll move to Section F, new business. I don't think we have anything for the organizational meeting. Okay. We did not have an executive session for the organizational meeting. So our next meeting will be here in a few minutes in the district meeting room, the regularly scheduled meeting for this month. Okay. Move it. Or
motion to adjourn.
Oh,
in a second.
Make the motion to adjourn at 7:18.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're adjourned.
Okay.
I call to order the regularly scheduled meeting in Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mr. Zanikas?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Gary?
Here.
Mr. Meade?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't believe we have any student recognition or employee recognition tonight.
No.
Okay. So we'll move to Section D, the first public communication session. Do we have anyone signed up for that?
I don't believe we do.
Okay. So we'll go to Section E, the board work session. So just so you guys are tracking, this as a part of the meeting. If there's anything in particular you'd like to bring up, it's kind of an open forum type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd like to publicly invite everybody on the board and in the community on February 10th here at the high school. We're having the Athletic Hall of Fame dinner at 6 p.m. Tickets are $15. The dinner will be served. So we got a good class of inductees. So hopefully the public's welcome. Anybody's welcome to attend.
February
10th. February 10th. Yep, 6 p.m. high school gymnasium. If you don't have anything else, we'll move to Section F, Approval of Board Minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of the December 12, 2023 regular meeting and the December 19, 2023 emergency special meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section G, Department Reports.
Mr. President, there are no department reports this evening.
Okay, move to Section H, Superintendent Committee Reports.
Mr. President, the only committee report that I have this evening is policy. The policy committee reviewed policies this month due to a weather event, reviewed them by email. We have a number of policies that are before the board this evening for a first reading, and then the policies that are before the board this evening for a second reading remain unchanged from last month. The only other thing that I would mention is that there is a DLT meeting scheduled for January 29th. But other than that, there are no other committee reports.
Okay. Next, we'll move to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Before I get into my items, just one thing to report out on would be that we are on the ballot. We did reach out to the Board of Elections, and everything's filed as it should be, and we are on the ballot. So just want to put that out there. Another thing, we've had some communication about the solar farms. There are really, there's no progress for two of the farms. One of the farms had some corrections, I guess, to make before they were certified to be put on the tax bill. So they're working through making those corrections. And then once that's done, it goes through the certification process again, and then it goes back to the county auditor. So it didn't get on in 2023, so if it does get on, it would be in tax year 2024, then due in 2025.
I think just to clarify what you're saying, no progress, not that they're still in the construction phase.
Yeah,
they're not
right.
Progress from the sense of tax dollars
coming. Collection, yeah. Right. Yeah, we haven't moved anywhere as far as collection goes.
Okay.
But we have been trying to stay in contact with them and see where we're at. So. All I have on my report is the financial report, monthly financial report. I'll just point out that our estimates right now show us trending $144,000 ahead on our revenue collections, which is favorable. $104,000 ahead on our expenditures, which is unfavorable, with a potential favorable impact of $40,000 additional dollars at the end of the year. That leaves us with $7.1 million, which is $40,000 more than what we have in the forecast, which was $7,086,000. So that is within 0.5% of our estimates. So doing really well as far as that is concerned. And then you'll also see there we're at our low point right now of that bat wing with our revenue collections. Where you know we have the most expense and the least amount of revenue coming in. So once we get those first half tax collections coming in, that's you see our cash balance start to return and go up. But other than that, there's nothing to report unless you have any questions. And that concludes my report.
All right. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items J3.
Second. I3 in. Oh, no, it's J. You're right. Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do appreciate it. January is School Board Recognition Month, and so would just like to recognize the members of the School Board for all of the work that you do. It is sometimes difficult work, but it can be rewarding. Certainly do appreciate the dedication that the board has shown to the students and our staff of the Madison Plains Local School District, as we do endeavor to make the Madison Plains Local School District a model of excellence in rural education. There is a lot of work to do, but certainly do appreciate the board's willingness to engage in that work and be a part of it and help us to move the district forward. The Ohio School Boards Association sent a nice poster. I have that hung behind us here. They sent a calendar for us and then a little poster there that says, I believe in public education. So obviously, this being the library, we can't hang them there full time, but we'll look at somewhere over in the central office to hang those up and have them. And then we have a certificate for the board members. And so, Mr. Mason, a certificate for you. Mrs. Anikas.
Thank you.
Would you pass that down to Mr. Stonerock, please? And then there's a certificate for Mr. Gary and a certificate for Mr. Mead. But certainly do appreciate everything the board does. As I said, I know it sometimes can be challenging work, but certainly has its rewards when we get to see the good things happening around the school district. So the next item that I have for discussion this evening, would just like to give the board an update. As a district, we are working to update our school van fleet as well as our bus fleet, but the emphasis here this evening is on the vans. We have three vans in the district, or we have had for the last several years. We've had three vans in the district. Two of them are getting very, very old and in our need of replacement. As we started to look at this, we obviously wanting to be good stewards of the resources that the district has given us. The vans, if we were to purchase something comparable to what we currently have, we would have been looking at somewhere in the ballpark of about $70,000 per van. One of the things that we have noticed that other districts have started to do is purchase minivans. And so we have begun to look into that, and we actually have made the decision to purchase three Honda Odyssey minivans. We have two of them in district right now. We purchased one that was used, and we purchased one so far that is new. And then we have another new one coming. It is actually at the dealership, but we are in the process of taking the cameras and things out of the van that we have left to trade in. Once that is done, we will go and we will take care of that. The Honda Odyssey minivans are coming to us at below state bid pricing. So we are very, very pleased about that. These vans are about half the cost of what a traditional van would have been, the likes of which we have typically purchased. I'm very pleased with that. The one used one we're getting for $31,400, it's a 2022. And the 2024s that we are getting, the one is $35,800, the other is $37,800, so a long way from $70,000 or $70,000 plus. State bid price was $39,265. We were able to get below that, and the trade-ins that we have, we're getting $3,500 for one and $1,500 for the other. So we will have, when this is done, we will have four school vans that are for our utilization. Our sports teams use them, and then we use them as well to transport special needs students who go to specialized programming. So very pleased with that. Again, it's important that we make good use of the taxpayer dollars that we have, and when we found out that we could get these at about half the cost, that was really, really something that I appreciated. So the next item on my agenda for a discussion item is the Wings of Hope 337 program. Proposal that was discussed last month. I have spent a little bit of time looking into this. The board does not need to approve the program. We already have on the policy manual a policy JEFB that allows for this. This goes back to a Supreme Court decision that was made in 1952. There are lots of school districts that have the same policy that we do. And there are lots of these programs coming to school districts here in recent years. I don't know if I mentioned it, but our policy was adopted in 2007. The three big things with this program that we need to keep in mind as a district is that parents must sign off on their child's participation. No district funds can be spent on this, so transportation for the students and instruction has to be off campus for this. So transportation will not be provided by the district, so the organization that is doing this has to provide the transportation. And then no core instructional time can be lost. So students have to attend either during lunch, study hall, or an elective. But as I said, there are lots of these programs that are coming to school districts around the state of Ohio and even in other states. It is perfectly legal. I guess, are there any questions or concerns?
Just keep us updated how it's going, that kind of thing.
Yeah. The group, they would like to run a pilot program this spring, I think for about 6 to 8 weeks. We will have a conversation with them and try to work with them to see if we can get that going for those that want it. The next item that I have is the semi-annual bullying report for the first semester. In our K-6 building, we had one incident of bullying alleged. That incident was unverified. There were no verified incidents. And then at our 712 building, there were five alleged incidents of bullying. None were verified. All five were unverified. And so, Mr. President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, in terms of discussion items, well, actually, you know what? I take that back. There is one other thing that I would like to just mention quickly. I received an email today that reminded me that the Scholastic Booster Auction is the first Saturday in March. So I believe that is March 2nd. And I apologize, I had it pulled up on my computer. And I need to log in. It is Saturday, March 2nd, 2024 in the MPHS gym. The doors will open at 10:30. The silent auction begins at 10:30. And the silent auction goes from 10:30 until 1. Lunch begins at 11 and goes until 1 o'clock. And the live auction begins at noon. And would like to just give a quick shout out to the officer team who is working to support that cause. Marcy Hawkins is the president. Rena Call is the vice president. Jennifer English is the treasurer, and Jackie Bolin is the secretary. As all of you know, it is an absolutely wonderful event. Does great things for our students. It's a fun day, certainly enjoy attending. So looking forward to that. But this email came in today, and I just thought I would mention that as well. But that is all I have for discussion items this evening.
Thank you. Now we'll move to Section K, Policy and Governance.
And Mr. President, just a number, as I mentioned earlier, several policies there for a first reading this evening, a number of policies there for a second and final reading. And then the other item that is in policy and governance this evening is the course registration guide for academic year 2024-2025.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve policy and governance items K2 through K4.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Oh, sorry.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section L, Business.
Mr. President, just one item in the business section this evening. We have, as has been discussed in the last couple of board meetings, there is the issue has been discussed. The resolution is before the board this evening. There is a memorandum of understanding before the board this evening to pay the teachers who were affected the overpayment for longevity. The MOU that is before the board this evening does allow the overpayment from last year. It allows our staff to retain that, and then it also allows them to retain the overpayment that they had received through the first five pays this year. And so the correction will began with the sixth pay. And so that is the sum, essentially, of the MOU that's before the board.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items M2.
Second.
Discussion. I just want to publicly say thank you to the union and the rest of our employees for working with us on that and getting through an error, you know, that we hopefully won't happen again, but we're glad we're able to resolve that. All right, roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
All right, now move to Section M, Personnel.
A number of items before the board this evening. We have some supplemental contracts here before the board for the spring. We have a supplemental contract, our football coach, for the 2024-25 year on the board agenda. There is a correction to the number of days for the motion to hire Kelsey Varney. We have an approval for a non-bachelor substitute teacher. There is a long-term English language arts substitute on the agenda, and then there is an aide on the agenda to hire as well.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M7.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I don't see anything in the donation section.
No, sir.
Right, so does anyone have any new business, Section O? All right, we'll move to the second public communication section, Section P. Don't see anyone signed up for that. So now we'll move to executive session. I move that we enter to executive session.
7:37.
At 7:37 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under Ohio Revised Code 1.21.22G. 1, Section 1, to consider the employment of a public employee. Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law. And also, we're going to review the treasurer's evaluation, the annual review of that. I believe that's an appropriate topic as well.
And I would put in there too, Mr. President, I would say to consider the employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee.
Okay, thank you. To consider the appointment, dismissal, discipline, demotion, or compensation?
Sure.
All right. Of a public employee or official?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We're in executive session.
Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be February 20th at 7 p.m. here in the district, or here in the high school auditorium, or high school library, sorry. Well, no additional action will be taken after the executive session.